program were pre-recorded.
AM 570 KLAC, 98.7 KYSR, HD2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio app. AM 570, an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peterson.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney Peterson.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
All right, here we go on a Friday, the Big Friday Show. Fred Rogan, Rodney Pete on AM 570, LA Sports. All right, you ready for the NBA? They had the big call this morning. Board of Governors call. Adam Silver moderated the call. And here's what they came up with. This is what people are waiting for in Los Angeles. When are we going to get back to basketball? And what's the plan? All right, here's the plan. The plan is we'll find out the plan next week. That's the plan. That's how they're going to handle this now. They had the conversation today on the phone. It included the debate of the possible plans and financial implications of all proposals. There was no broad ownership consensus on the idea. So not everybody got together and said, this is the way we're going to do it. This is what we vote for. They just discussed it today. I think Adam Silver, Rodney, laid it all out on the table and gave numerous scenarios. And next week, they're coming up with a plan.
The plan is coming. What's the plan going to be, Fred?
Well, that's a good question. That's a fair question. What's the plan going to be?
We're going to have 20 teams. We're going to go right to the playoffs. We're going to have some play-in games. What are we going to do, Fred?
Here are the four competition scenarios that were discussed today. 16 teams right to the playoffs. 20 teams, group stage play. 22 games to determine seeding, a play-in tournament for the final seeds. 22 teams, Kevin? Not 22 games. 22 teams.
Yeah, you want to do 22 games to find out who gets in the playoffs, Fred?
Look, I'm not sitting in the room.
Okay.
I'm not there.
I thought you were.
I don't know what they're deciding.
You got your ear to the street, Fred.
I do, and the street speaks. But the street misspoke there. So 22 teams to determine seeding, play-in tournaments for the final seed. And there's this one. All 30 teams, 72 game regular season with play-in tournament. What does that mean? 72, they'll play up to 72 games? Okay. So that's it.
Everybody as of now, I think, has played between 63 and 66 games.
So everybody plays.
So everybody will play up to 72. Get up to 72, correct.
All right, so those are the possibilities, Rodney. 16 teams, boom, directly to the playoffs. 20-team group stage play. 22 teams to determine seeding, play-in tournament for the final seeds, and all 32 teams play a total of 72 games with a play-in tourney. Those are the possibilities that the Board of Governors heard today. It's going to be one of those.
Yeah. What do you like? I like, hey, this is 16 teams. Let's get after it. Let's get after it, get it done. Duck, duck, goose. You went out the chair, you're out of luck. You know what I'm saying? Just cut off time. The song stopped, Fred. The song stopped. Man, musical chairs. The song stopped. And if you went out the chair, you're out. Just like the season stopped. Right?
Okay.
You're not in.
All right. I like that plan a lot. I like the 16 teams. But then, of course, I like the 20-team group stage play.
Of course you do.
I like that.
Because you're half European.
That's right. Which half? Kevin is shaking his head no. No, we don't want that.
Why? It's too much, too convoluted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So 30 teams, each playing up to 72 games, and then a play-in tourney is not That's convoluted.
Just, no, not really. Everybody gets up to 72 games played. If you want to treat them as warm-up games, quote-unquote, if you're the Lakers or higher seeds, fine. And then a play-in tournament at the back end for the teams at the bottom of the conference. That seems pretty simple to me. If you want to hit your television revenue, which they were talking about, get up to 72 games.
Yep.
Everybody's at 66-ish right now. Get a couple of regular season games under your belt. Warm those up. Maybe those are even – they're regular season games, but they're really preseason games if we're looking at it that way, especially since there's going to be a play-in tournament anyway. So those are preseason games / regular season games. Then we go to a play-in tournament. That seems pretty simple to me. World's group stage, group play, whatever it is, Fred, very convoluted.
It's very simple. You take 20 teams, you put them in groups, and you play. Whoever comes out of each group, they advance. What's wrong with that?
Not necessary. Why is it necessary? It's not.
Yeah, you got a system in place that works, Fred. Why do you want to mess with a playoff system that already works for the NBA?
Everybody getting to 72 games is convoluted. That does not work.
No, it is not. When everybody's already played 66, everybody getting to 72, I would think, first of all, logistics is easy.
And it would we're talking about it anyway, Fred, about getting just some tune-up games going to get before you start the playoffs. So that's nothing wrong with that.
I don't like it.
It's not sexy enough. Is that what it is, Fred? It's not convoluted enough.
You just want to change. There's an opportunity to change things up and shake things up right now, and you want to do it like you want to go rainbow sherbet instead of going from vanilla to chocolate. You want to go rainbow sherbet and throw some sprinkles on top, Fred, to make this a circus.
I don't want it to be a circus, but I think it's a good opportunity to try things. And who cares, Kevin? 72-game regular season. Teams that are out.
Many people care, especially if we're talking about the legitimacy of a title.
Oh, please.
What do you mean, oh, please?
It means nothing.
Oh, really?
So tell
LeBron James it won't mean anything three years from now, if they say, oh, this title doesn't matter because you played a cockamamie play-in tournament.
Look, you're telling me the Golden State Warriors want to show up and play. You're telling me the teams that are done.
I don't care what they want. They want to get paid, don't they?
The Knicks want to show up and play.
Do they want to get paid their salary,
Would you
Fred?
Even play Steph Curry? Would you even play Steph Curry?
Probably not.
Okay, then what kind of game is it? No game. Then why play?
But you're playing it for bigger reasons, Fred, to satisfy the television, to satisfy contracts. That's why you're playing it, and to tune up. No, you're not going to play stars in that tournament. You know, people think, Kevin Durant may come back. He's not coming back.
No.
Teams like the Knicks and like the Golden State Warriors, no, they're not going to play their front line. Well, the Knicks, they need to play everybody they can. But, no, Steph Curry's not going to play.
Okay, so if you're not going to see the big names in those games, they don't need to play. Now, you have the 22 teams to determine seeding play-in tournaments for the final seeds.
You can't just gloss over it like that, Fred. Again, these guys who don't play or don't suit up, I mean, if you say we're not going to play, are they going to get paid their salaries for that?
No.
Okay, so there's your incentive to play right there. You want whatever percentage of your prorated salary for these next five or six games, however many you're required to play, come back and play. What's the problem with that?
I'm not responding to this.
Why not?
It's a bad idea.
Why not? Why is it a bad idea?
Because it doesn't matter. Let's get to something that matters. Let's get to something that matters. Rodney's idea, 16 teams directly to the playoffs. Sign off on that. The 20-team group stage play. Like that as well.
I'd much rather have 1 through 16 if we're going to do that. The group stage makes no sense. It's ridiculous.
Why?
What's the point? What is the point? We already have teams that, if you want to say the majority of the season's already been played,
right,
and teams are already in the playoffs, make it, and sorry to everybody else, then fine. Go 1 through 16. There's no point in doing this group stage. You have a setting. You have Eastern Conference, Western Conference. You have your top seeds and your 8 seeds, and go at it that way. What's the point? What's the point of shaking it up for a World Cup? Who cares?
The point is you could change things. You could look at things differently.
Why?
Why not?
There's not why not. There has to be a good reason for you to look at things differently.
Why?
If you can give me a good reason why the NBA should shake things up and go to a group stage World Cup style, by all means.
Maybe it'll be more exciting. Maybe there'll be more interest.
No, there won't.
Why?
Why not?
Would there be more?
Why not? How do you know? You don't know. You don't know. Everything doesn't have to stay the same.
It would be more interesting if they had a guy from every team at halftime, square off and do an MMA match for 5 minutes. It'd be exciting. That'd be exciting. That'd be very exciting. You know what I mean? But they ain't going to do it. Not going to happen.
Why? They should do that. Each team,
once a quarter, has to play naked, Fred. That'd be exciting, Fred. That'd be very exciting. But it ain't going to happen.
Well, it's different, so if it's different, Fred's all about it.
I know. He loves it.
All right, here's what the GMs want. Should we consider what the GMs want?
Absolutely.
All right, before you sit here and decide what you want, they want what I want.
Do they want a World Cup, Fred? Is that what they said?
53% of the GMs. They were asked too, Kevin.
They were.
53% of the GMs said they chose advancing directly to the playoffs.
Okay.
Let's get to the playoffs. That's the Rodney 16-team plan.
Yeah.
I'm not wholly opposed to.
Right, your 72-team plan, or 72-game. Now, 27% said resume an abbreviated season with a play-in. They don't want that. The GMs don't want it.
Well, some of them do. Those 27% don't matter, Fred?
No.
You can't say the GMs don't want it. Somebody in that vote does.
They don't matter because I go with the majority. The 53%.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They win. And they agree with me.
I need a super majority, Fred.
Well, there's super people in that majority. Now, so, six.
He didn't pre-read it, Kevin. He caught up on it.
Yep.
Read it, Fred. Don't change it.
No, I'm going to skip the next one.
No, don't skip it.
There's no reason to read this.
No, there's more than enough reason to read it.
60% voted for a 72-game season.
Oh! Oh, really? Interesting.
Ah, Freddie.
But they, okay, comma, but they were held hostage and had no choice.
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
I think you doctored the numbers there.
Right. I shouldn't have said 60%. Now, for the playoff plus plan, which is that other thing, 22 teams and 20 teams, 83 voted 20 or more teams. So they like it. 83% said, let's have 20 or more teams. And they said non-playoff teams split on resuming season. So there you go. That's what the GMs want. Not what you want. What people that actually know what they're talking about want.
Oh, so I don't know what I'm talking about?
Well, not according to the GMs. You just heard it.
His plan, it was liked by 60%, Fred.
Right.
I didn't hear that. My point is this.
Oh, I see. That selective numbers.
They wanted what I wanted.
In the People's Republic of Fred, we just go with whatever numbers, right. Whatever numbers he makes up, I guess.
Right.
That's what it is.
These people are with me. They want the pool play or start with the playoffs. That's what they want. But we won't know till next week because that's when it's going to be decided. And Adam Silver, here's the other part of it. He's talking to the Players Association as well. And, of course, the owners get to vote because they control the league. But the sense here, Rodney, is everybody trusts Adam Silver.
Yeah.
So when he comes back, after listening to everybody and talking this over and says, this is what we should do, the feeling is everybody's going to go, that's what we're going to do. He's laid out.
He would have already talked to the players. He'd talked to the owners, GMs. He'd have got everybody together and come to a consensus before he came out. And when he does make a statement, you would know that they all talked about it. They all got behind closed doors and worked it out. That's the trust factor, I think, that Adam Silver has with the owners and the players that no other commissioner has.
So next week is when we'll find out what the NBA is going to do. They're going to have the plan. This is it. And this is
sure
how we're moving
that.
Forward. Yes.
I'm positive about that.
I'm 100% sure. 85%.
Because
Adam Silver said so.
Well, I'm trying to look through my notes to see where he said next week we'll have the plan.
I'm hearing things.
Are you Vic now?
You're Vic all of a sudden.
Any thing can come into my ear at any moment.
Yeah. So anyway, it's next week. So let's get ready for that. It's happening next week. Now here's this. And no one knows more about the relocation saga of NFL teams than I do. I've covered this. This is my beat. Not many people cover relocation, but I do. And if you listen to the show, you know that. Is it time, Rodney? Is it time? Because the Chargers aren't going anywhere. And anytime we talk about this, it upsets people. Is it time to just give it up on they shouldn't be here and accept the fact that they are here? Is it time to put that to bed?
Yeah. You would think so, Fred. I think, unfortunately, because they are moving into a new state-of-the-art stadium, which, by the way, this may work out as a benefit for the Chargers in this season going into the big stadium. There may not be fans there or limited fans in the stadium, which they've had an issue with, you know, since they moved to L.A. But if they were, you know, to play in front of fans and that stadium was empty or that stadium, you know, was 75-80% opposing fans, that would be a bad look. And then the stories would come back up saying this is why they should not be in L.A.
Yeah, I know that. You're right. But I think
so. It's hard to say put it to rest right now when they've yet to play in the new stadium, because that's going to determine how a lot of people feel about whether they should be here or not.
Right. Well, look, the consensus is this, and we've gone over why they're here, but now at this point, they're here. They're here. They're not going anywhere. And maybe it's time to start thinking about the football team. The football team that could be pretty good. By the way, the Chargers are not paying me to say this. I've not had a conversation with them. But it struck me this morning, Melvin Gordon was talking about the Chargers playing here in Los Angeles. Of course, now he's with Denver. Here's what Melvin Gordon had to say.
How would it feel if you go into these games and there's no fans in the stadium? I know there's been a lot of talk about there being fanless games. Like, could you imagine playing in a football game with no fans, or there being crowd noise pumped into the stadium?
Bro, we didn't have fans anyway.
Oh, man, Charger fans. They're not going to like it. Okay.
Man, we didn't have many Charger fans at the game. I'm going to be honest. We didn't have many Charger fans at the game.
All right, well, that was fair. It was a fair assessment. I mean, they were certainly outnumbered.
Yes.
I would say there, it's not that there were none, but they were outnumbered dramatically.
Yeah.
In a large way. But some existed. But the point is, they're here. They're not going anywhere. It doesn't matter. They're staying. I mean, there were reports, maybe they'll go to London. They're not going to London. They're right here. They're not going back to San Diego. They're right here. And if they're right here, at what point do we in this city say, all right, they're here. Like it or not, they're not going anywhere. Let's just worry about the team and the product and the football and their opportunity to win. And stop every time you hear their name saying, they shouldn't be here. They don't belong here. Nobody wanted them here. If they're not leaving, when do we embrace it?
That's going to be hard to say until you get more fans in the stadium, Fred. That's the problem. Because every time they're on Sunday Night Football against the Steelers and it's 80-20, and I'm probably being generous, Steeler fans to Charger fans, that's what the narrative is going to be against them. So unless and until they get more fans in their stadium and they at least cut it to 50-50 from a fan base standpoint, people are going to continue to say, see, never should have left San Diego.
Why
what
are you
doing
here?
No one wanted you here.
Why are they here?
But
they
nothing
have no fan base here. Why are they here? Kevin's right. When the optics, you can't say it now because we don't know what the optics are going to be when they move in a new stadium. And if it's bad, the visual, you know, we talked about this and what TV games might be. And that is one, I guarantee, is one of the concerns of the networks or the NFL of what that optics are going to be when the Chargers play the Chiefs or the Chargers play the Broncos, you know, at SoFi. What is that going to look like? Is that going to be good or bad for the NFL and the Chargers?
Well, if you travel around the league, you do know, Rodney, that there's always a good number of visiting fans at every game. Now, granted, they don't look like home games for the visiting fans. I'll give you that. But when do you say, when do you say, you know, they're pretty good? When do you say,
I'm saying it now. They are pretty good.
Okay.
They are pretty good, but it's still, that's a different argument. Whether or not they're good, and whether or not they're you know, I agree with you. They're here for good. They're not going anywhere. The value, you just look at the numbers. The valuation of the franchise, you know, doubled the moment they moved to LA. So they're not going anywhere. It's just when you talk about when will fans stop saying it, I don't think that's we can dictate that time yet, because it remains to be seen what it's going to look like. And yes, fans travel to other stadiums, but he's in a place now, meaning Melvin Gordon, who made that statement, he's in a night and day situation now, because he's going to Denver, where 90% of that fan base is avid Denver Bronco fans. And I don't care if it's the Raiders, I don't care if it's the Steelers, the Broncos fans will drown out the opposing fans.
Yeah, but in Denver, what do they talk about? God, these guys are no good. They're not very good anymore. They got to rebuild. Every year.
Yeah, but they're not going anywhere. They're talking about moving the Denver Broncos out of town. They don't belong here.
No, I understand. But in Denver.
You know,
and
they sell out regardless.
Right. In Denver, you're talking about the football on the field. Here, you're not. You're not talking about the Chargers playing on the field. And that Melvin Gordon comment today, it just struck me. I thought, you know, coming into this season, they could be pretty good. If Tyrod Taylor can play, they stay healthy, they're going to be pretty good. When do we just go, you know what? Like it or not, we got them. Yes, they should have rebranded. Sure, they probably should have stayed in San Diego. Any number of things. I just don't know when you start worrying about the football.
Well, you're talking about the general fan base, yeah. Right? So I'm not. Yeah. I'm just an LA person. I'm gonna embrace. You know, think about it. If you're a general and you're a fan of football, and you say, okay, they're here for good. Both these teams. Who are you more likely to lean towards? The Rams or the Chargers?
I think it depends how old you are. Honestly,
really?
Yeah. I think if you were here when the Rams were here, you're a Ram person. But what if you were born when there was no NFL franchise here? That's a different story. The market's wide open. I mean, right now, you could be a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers if you were a certain age because there was no team in L.A. You could like the Miami Dolphins. Why? Because there was no team in L.A. Now two teams come back. If you were younger, would you be more apt to go, I'm with the Rams, or I like the Charger uniforms. I'm going with the Chargers. I mean, if you're trying to convert people and a young fan base, even uniforms can make a difference.
But how young is young, too, Fred? Because if we're talking 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds, we won't see the fruits of that for another 15, 20 years.
No, not that young.
Even if you want to – in their 20s or whatnot.
20s.
Perfect example of people who grew up with no football being 20s. Here. And a lot of those people, to your point, Fred, grew up as fans of other teams.
Right.
Now you're asking how do you drag those people away from the teams they already support to the Chargers or the Rams? I don't know if it's realistic to do that. If you're the Rams had a built-in fan base.
Right.
It helps the fact that they got to a Super Bowl just a couple of years after being here. The Chargers didn't have a built-in fan base. They're good, but not Super Bowl level at that point. They're starting from way, way, way behind. So it's gonna take them a little bit unless they find a way and start winning consistently over a long period of time. Yeah, and very quickly.
They got the Clipper syndrome.
Yes, 100%. That's a good analogy,
Rodney.
Clipper
syndrome. And the Rams, you know, the Rams, the people feel like the Rams were ours and it was taken from us, so we got them back. That's the more of a feeling with people. And then it trickles down to that 20s generation. And I think if you ask them, you know, the choice of the local team, they'd gravitate towards the Rams.
I'm just saying, maybe it's time now at this point to start looking at the product. The Chargers, and again, you know, I have no vested interest in this. If the Chargers play well, maybe at least you should acknowledge them for what they do and not the fact that you don't think they should be here.
I feel like they went 12-4 a couple of years ago, and who knows what happened in New England in that playoff game, but the NFL circles, people that follow the league, we acknowledge how great of a team that they were, but they just didn't have the fan support out here. That's just a statement of fact.
AM 570. And Rodney, AM 570 LA Sports.
Later this hour, who dis? Who wants some?
Who wants some?
Somebody's going to get some. Minor League Baseball. 1,000 guys will be out of jobs. Teams aren't playing. Rancho Cucamonga's got a great fan base. Dodger Farm affiliate. Later on in this hour, we'll talk to the vice president and general manager of the Quakes.
If you missed any of Rogan and Rodney, you can podcast it on the iHeartRadio app.
Rogan and Rodney.
AM 570 LA Sports.
Here we go. Here we go.
Big Friday show.
There it is.
We don't care.
We don't.
Not one bit.
Freddie. By that first segment, I can tell you don't care.
I do care. I do care. What are you talking about? And now we find out that the NBA is targeting July 31st for a return. Like I said, the plan will be in place next week.
Okay.
July 31st is when they hope to start playing again. So we've got that worked out now. Just how are they going to do it? I told you this would be done by next week.
Right.
Do you think it'll be done before baseball's done?
The plan? Yeah. Yeah, I do. Actually, I do. I have more faith in the NBA getting it done than the Major League Baseball.
Okay. Well, next week we'll find out. Basketball's back. You're going to write that down in ink.
In ink, huh?
In ink. You don't need to erase that. It's coming back.
Oh, goodness me.
Now, minor league baseball may not be coming back, and that's not great news for people out in Rancho Cucamonga. They've got the Quakes, a Dodger farm team. Minor league players are losing their jobs. Over 1,000 of them are gone. Just gone. They're not going to be paid anymore. Maybe the end of their career. So it's not a good time for the business of baseball, especially the minor leagues. Let's bring on Grant Riddle, Vice President and General Manager of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. And Grant, we appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Fred. Pleasure to be here.
Okay. Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, you are the Vice President and General Manager. Given everything that is going on, what does that mean for you?
Well, obviously it's crazy times for all of us, but particularly in the baseball game. You know, for me at this time, that means we're waiting around to find out if we're going to get a chance to play this year. And, you know, and if not, trying to make plans to make sure we're ready in 2021.
Yeah, a lot of, all you know, most of the focus that we hear in the media and we, people talk about is what decisions MLB is going to make and what big league players are saying, chatting back and forth. But, you know, what gets lost in that is the whole minor league system. Have you had a chance to talk to several players, how they're doing and how they're handling all of this?
Yeah, you know, I have had a chance to speak to a few of our, you know, our former players and actually our, what would have been our current staff, you know, and they're obviously, you know, they're kind of like us. You're taking it a day at a time. There's a lot of uncertainty. You know, hoping for the best, but probably bracing yourself for the other side.
Grant Riddle is the Vice President and General Manager of the Dodgers affiliate, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Fred Rogan and Rodney Peete on AM 570 LA Sports. We read that over 1,000 minor leaguers are going to lose jobs. What does that do to the game overall, Grant?
You know, Fred, I mean, obviously, you know, that's kind of the other side of the other side of the business, you know, for us in the minor league game. You know, I'm in charge of fireworks, hot dogs, and tickets, and we let the Dodgers, you know, sort out who's going to play shortstop. But, you know, certainly, you know, the sport is experiencing, you know, things that it never has. And even if it's, you know, even if it's things that, you know, you read articles and say, hey, there's a lot of this cutting that happens, you know, this time of year, one way or the other, you know, it is hard to put it into perspective, you know, with what's happening now. Certainly, you know, we once a Quake, always a Quake. So, you know, we're rooting for all our guys and hoping that as many as possible get to continue on.
The Quakes do very well in Rancho Cucamonga. You have a good fan base, and for a minor league team, you draw out there. What does that mean just for the overall business?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, none of you know, all minor league teams are in a similar situation. Whereas if we lose a 70 game home season, it's basically like, you know, running a business that's not going to have revenue for 18 months. So it's a challenge. You know, we're lucky that we have a great ownership group and a strong business. So like I said, our plan is to be ready in 2020 if they let us go in front of fans, or 2021 if you know, if they don't.
Now, you know, obviously everybody's talking about the fans, no fans. If you guys down, you know, Rancho Cucamonga are not allowed to have fans, that's got to affect you more so than the major league club, because the major club has the TV contract that kind of can help them keep going. But for you, that could be devastating, correct?
Yeah, you're right, Ronnie. There is no business model for minor league team to play games without fans. It's you know, we're not broadcast. Outside of the radio, of course, and there's no, you know, there's no television deals or anything to, you know, to fund things. So unless we're allowed to play in front of fans, I don't think anybody's talking about playing minor league games without fans.
Grant, not every team is owned and operated by the big club. I mean, there are some independently owned clubs, and some teams have agreements to supply them players. What does that do to a franchise that is not operated and funded by the big club?
Actually, Fred, we are independently owned and operated by George Brett and his brothers are our primary ownership group. And so, yeah, I mean, the onus is on us to stay the storm, you know, to get through it on our own. And there isn't a financial obligation between us at the Dodgers at this time. Their job is to send us players to play when we can. And, you know, if no players are sent, then, you know, then it's up to us to, you know, to make rent and pay the bills and, you know, keep our staff going and all that stuff is, you know, on our own.
Do you oftentimes or at all ever have to go out and sign players independently if the Dodgers don't send you enough?
No, that has not been not part of the model these days, certainly not between us and the Dodgers.
Okay, so now you're on standby. You sit, you wait, you keep your fingers crossed. How big of a loss will it be for the folks in Rancho Cucamonga if the Quakes don't play?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I think a huge loss for everybody in Rancho and, you know, communities across the 160 communities across the country. This, you know, our specialty is affordable family entertainment and quality time. So, you know, it's going to be tough, but, you know, I don't think we're alone. And so, you know, we'll get through it together and hopefully, you know, be a great place for people to rejoin, you know, and enjoy times together when it's safe.
No, absolutely. I think everybody's needs it. Sports are what kind of takes people's minds off of, you know, everyday life. So we all need it at whatever level we can get it. Hey, Grant, as you watch and you hear what's happening with all different sports, I mean, it looks like the NBA is coming up. They're meeting today. We'll see what kind of plan they come up with to resume. Hockey's throwing out the different plans. But it feels like, and Fred has been on this, it feels like Major League Baseball is still in kind of a dogfight with the players and management and figuring out how to come back and resume. As you kind of pay attention to what's happening in these negotiations, what's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, you know, I'm probably like everybody else. I'm rooting for a quick resolution, even if it didn't, you know, affect our business and specific, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a fan. I want to come home and turn on the game and watch the Dodgers, you know. So, you know, I'm hopeful that everybody can get on the same page and we can get back to it here ASAP.
All right, Grant, so obviously you're in a holding pattern now, but what were some of the promotions that you were planning for the Quakes this year?
Oh, sure. Well, we had some fun stuff lined up. You know, as a Dodger partner, you have a great history to celebrate. So we were actually celebrating we will be celebrating our 10th year with the Dodgers when we get back to it. And so, you know, bobbleheads and fireworks and, you know, all the, you know, dollar hot dogs and all the fun stuff that you come to associate with minor league baseball. You know, we were lining up for this year for sure and some unique things.
Can you put Fred in the dunk booth?
we gotta get Fred out there throwing out the first pitch here. We'll get him in and short.
Not come out.
Oh no, you don't want him throwing first pitch.
But I'm throwing it from the grass, not the hill. I'm telling you right now.
Don't you dare. You better throw it from the rubber, Fred.
No, I'm going grass, Rodney.
And you better not bounce it.
No, if I go
That's
up in the grass,
invite,
I'll be fine.
Fred.
Now, all right, Grant. Well, once you get started, I'll be happy to come out there and do it. I'll tell you what, I'll bring
that
the heat.
That sounds awesome.
I'll bring the heat now. All right. Hey, Grant, thanks for coming on. We hope this thing gets settled. Good talking to you.
Yeah, great talking to you too, fellas. Thank you very much.
All right, Grant, take care. Rodney, Rancho Cucamonga, the Quakes, they actually draw. They're a
yeah,
very
they
good
do.
Minor
they
league
do well
organization.
Out there. Yeah, they do really well out there.
I didn't know George Brett and his brother owned that.
Yeah, I didn't either. I didn't know that. I didn't know they were independent. But you, Fred, you can't throw from the grass.
No,
you gotta jump on that rubber.
Listen, the last time I threw out a first pitch, Rodney, I did it at an Angel game for Channel 4 night.
Mm-hmm. You and Colleen and Chuck, right?
Yeah. No, well, the year I did it with Fritz. Colleen and Chuck have done it in the past. Mm-hmm. Colleen was okay. I was
really?
Okay. Yeah, Colleen was okay. She went from the grass. Fritz and I both went from the grass. I don't want to tear a rotator cuff.
Freddie.
So I went from the grass.
Fred, it's like six more feet.
I know. But, you know, my equilibrium's off. If I step up on a mound, I could fall over. So I went from the grass. Okay. Chuck Henry tried. It was abysmal.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It was really bad. But the guy who goes out there and does it is our general manager, Steve Carlston. He used to play college basketball. He goes out there and he goes, you know, I'll just get out there. He throws it about 85 miles an hour. Right
down
the middle.
You can't think about it. You just can't think about it. You can't overthink it.
Yeah, he let it rip.
Yeah.
He kind of just wound up and pow, the boss.
You gotta just do it. I've done it at a Philly game. I've done it at Dodger Stadium before. And, it's a little bit nerve-wracking, but, you know, that's the one thing because it's when they know you,
Yeah.
Then they rad you. The players rad you. Hey, you nervous? Hey, you better warm up. Did you warm up enough? Yeah. I know you're not throwing from the grass, are you? You better throw from the rubber. So it makes it even more intense. But I did. I threw it well. Threw it well. Threw a strike, too. It was good.
At Rodney Pete 9.
Tweeting. On Twitter.
At Fred NBCLA.
Rogan and Rodney.
Rodney was called out. Someone was angry. They called him out. They will have their say coming up.
And now another Rogan and Rodney.
Oh, yeah.
Afternoon Delight.
Yeah, that's right. We got Snoop Dogg in the house. Speaking of house, streetlights on. You can get your ass in it and stay there.
I wanna go outside. What? But I'm stuck in the house. I wanna take a ride. But I'm sitting right on the couch.
Yeah. Your boy, Fred, my man, he called you the OG.